Welcome to day 4 of our 180-day journey through the Westminster Standards. On day 1, we asked, what is the chief end of man? And we answered, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. The next day we asked, what rule has God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him? And answered, the Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. Then yesterday we learned how it appears that the Scriptures are the Word of God. And today we'll learn how to apply and how to guard the Scriptures as opposed to the words of men. We'll look at the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 1, Section 7. All things in Scripture are not alike plain in themselves, nor alike clear unto all. Yet those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation are so clearly propounded and opened or explained in some place of Scripture or other that not only the learned but the unlearned, in a due use of the ordinary means, may attain unto a sufficient understanding of them. The first claim, that all things in Scripture are not alike plain in themselves nor alike clear unto all, is proven in 2 Peter 3:16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction. The second half of the confession, which says, yet those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation are so clearly propounded and opened in some place of Scripture or other that not only the learned but the unlearned, in a due use of the ordinary means, may attain unto a sufficient understanding of them, is proven in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And verse 130, the entrance of thy words gives light, it gives understanding unto the simple.